This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, March 31st. I'm Megan Lynch. Planned Parenthood says it's resumed procedural abortions in the Central West End, but cannot provide medication abortions anywhere in Missouri. Great Rivers President Margot Riphagen.
We are continuing to make sure that we can provide medication abortion. We are continuing on the litigation path to make sure that we can fully provide both forms of abortion here in Missouri.
Riphagen says the state requires providers to submit what are called complication plans before providing medication abortions, but the state health department issued an emergency ruling changing the expectations 3 weeks after Planned Parenthood sent its rules in. Another corporation pulling its Pride sponsorship. This time it's Procter & Gamble, a major sponsor for Pride St. Charles and its June Pride Festival. This on the heels of Anheuser-Busch pulling its sponsorship of Pride St. Louis after 30 years. Pride St. Charles says they've lost several other key partners as well and are launching a fundraiser to help fill the gap so their Pride Festival can still take place. A group of Missouri lawmakers wants more money to go to veterans' homes.
The state's seven veterans' homes are aging and need upgrades and in some cases more funding just to stay open. State Senator Stephen Roberts says the homes get money from a $2 admission fee at casinos. But he tells MissouriNet that revenue took a hit during the pandemic.
That admission fee was set over three decades ago in 1990, but there has been no cost adjustment for inflation. And then that has been compounded by when folks weren't going to the casinos, over those 2 or 3 years, and the revenues just haven't increased.
Roberts has filed a bill to double the casino fee to $4. He's also hopeful some sports betting revenue will be steered toward the veterans community. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Food pantries are worried as the USDA announces it's cutting the amount of food it delivers to pantries across the nation. The Harvey Kornblum Jewish Food Pantry in St. Louis County tells the Business Journal they could lose thousands of pounds of food served to area residents. That food pantry serves about 20,000 people a year. The USDA also cut more than $1 billion in funding for school lunch programs, calling it non-essential. As the city moves to acquire and demolish the parking garage next to the railway exchange, what's the vision for the future of those locations?
St. Louis Development Corporation CEO Neil Richardson says they will soon put out a request for proposals to hear from developers, even though they have yet to acquire the railway exchange building itself. Richardson says they want to move quickly.
Our goal is not to waste taxpayers' dollars on the redevelopment of these parcels, but to be able to attract private investment and philanthropic investment.
Richardson says they are keeping an open mind in terms of what kind of development the two downtown blocks turn into. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A 29-story building being built in downtown West is using a new but old concept.
With a view of Energizer Park, the $145 million build has a very St. Louis name. It's called the 314.
It would be the first of this magnitude in St. Louis.
Brian Pratt, principal at AHM Group, explains what mass timber is.
Compressed wood into beams called, in this case, glulam beams. There's also different forms of mass timber. And it creates a beautiful aesthetic within the building.
22 stories will sit atop a 7-story concrete garage, 300 apartments, commercial space. And Pratt says, don't worry, using mass timber is safe from fires.
And because it's manufactured to a specification versus just cutting an old log, the density of that, and you can actually engineer the beams to help support the fire suppression.
Preliminary work on the 314 will begin this fall, picking up in the spring of 2026. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Say goodbye to the concrete islands in Chesterfield. The Missouri Department of Transportation says community feedback was clear. The islands on Clarkson and Long Roads meant to slow down drivers are not well-liked. Removal will be complete by early summer. Massive job cuts coming to the U.S. Department of Health and Senior Services, and Missouri's senior U.S. senator is endorsing the move.
HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is planning to cut 10,000 jobs from the federal agency he leads, along with seeking to get 10,000 more to accept buyout offers and early retirement. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley says he does not think the job cuts will harm efforts to combat disease.
They are eliminating sprawl in order to refocus on the core mission of the Department of Health and Human Services. They're going to do more with less, and that's exactly the right attitude. The federal government is massive. It is bloated. Federal workers are overpaid, and for 4 years, they haven't even been showing up to work.
Meanwhile, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is blasting the move, calling it a, quote, attack on public health that will hurt people across the U.S., quote, every single day. Marshall Griffin, Missouri Net.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.